Today on Gardening in a Minute, growing strawberries. Strawberries are tasty fruits that should be planted in October or early November. The plants are very cold-hardy and become full-sized by spring. Strawberries can be grown throughout the state and can be planted in the ground or in containers. The plants can be grown in almost any kind of soil, but prefer moist, well-drained soils. When choosing strawberries, choose only short-day varieties. These include Florida 90, Tioga, Sequoia, and Florida Belle. When you plant them, leave the crown slightly above the ground. For best results, mulch your plants. Strawberries can produce berries from January through May. When plants stop producing berries, they form runners that take root. The old plants may die, but the new runners can be removed from the mother plant and replanted. For more information on strawberries, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, autumn colors. Autumn is a time of beautiful warm colors that enliven the landscape before the dull hues of winter kick in. Changing temperature, day length, and pigments all combine to create the colors of fall. When choosing plants for your landscape, select a few accent plants that provide interesting autumn color. Certain annuals, such as petunias, pansies, and snapdragons, will bloom in the next few months. Perennials to plant for the fall include salvia, firespike, and lion's ear. Plants that produce berries, such as the American beautyberry and holly, will brighten your landscape and attract hungry migrating birds. Trees whose leaves provide lovely autumn color include crepe myrtle, dogwood, hickory, and maple. For more information on gardening for fall color, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, selecting a pumpkin. It's almost time for Halloween, when many people buy pumpkins to carve into jack-o'-lanterns to scare and delight family, friends, and trick-or-treaters. Pumpkins come in a wide variety of sizes. Select a pumpkin that's ripe and has no bruises, cuts, or nicks. Don't carry your pumpkin by its stem, as it may break. If it does, you can use toothpicks as a patch. Try not to bruise your pumpkin when bringing it home, since this will shorten its lifespan. When you carve your jack-o'-lantern, don't discard the seeds. Instead, wash and clean them. Dry them in the sun or in the oven at 250 degrees for about 10 to 15 minutes. Then toss the dried seeds with oil and salt and roast an additional 10 to 15 minutes, again at 250 degrees. You'll enjoy a tasty and nutritious snack. For more information on choosing pumpkins, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, all about greens. Greens are an important part of Southern cooking. Mustard, collard, and turnip greens belong to the cabbage family and are low in calories, fat, and sodium. They're also good sources of vitamin A, calcium, and iron. Plant greens in the fall, a few weeks after you've added compost or organic matter to your soil. Plants require about 6 to 8 weeks to mature before they can be harvested and can grow to several feet tall. The peak season for greens in Florida is October through March. They are best when cooked within a day or two of harvest. Wash freshly harvested leaves and cool them immediately in your refrigerator. Before cooking, make sure all sand and grit is removed. Chop your greens and boil them in a pot. Save the nutritious cooking liquid for dipping your cornbread. For more information on greens, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, overseeding your lawn for winter. Overseeding is the practice of planting a temporary grass in your lawn to give winter color. Grasses used for overseeding fill in the gaps left by dormant grasses and will not survive once temperatures rise in the spring. Ryegrass is popular for overseeding because of its fast growth and low cost. So ryegrass seed once temperatures are consistently in the low to mid-70s. Before planting, rake grass to remove all debris, then mow your lawn. Cup a hay and St. Augustine grass to 3 inches and centipede grass to 2 inches. Expect to use about 10 pounds of ryegrass seed per 1,000 square feet. After seeding, sweep the ground with a stiff broom and water the lawn frequently until seeds have germinated. Once the winter lawn is established, it'll require normal maintenance. For more information on overseeding, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida IFAS Center for Landscape Ecology and Conservation with WUFT-FM.